American Language Course, Volume 2400, Tape 2410C. Hello, how are you doing today? Are you ready for the last tape of this series? Do you have a pencil or pen? Okay, open your book to the tape support material for tape 2410C. Look at figure 1. Have you found it? In figure 1, you see some words and phrases that we will use to talk about the first settlers who came to North America. Listen carefully and repeat each word and phrase after me. Ready? Here we go. Listen and repeat. Dissatisfied. Dissatisfied with conditions. Mistrust. Mistrust of authority. Character. Independent in character. Willing. Be willing to risk. Undergo. Undergo numerous hardships. Role. Play a role in. Share. Share responsibility with. State. Wildly unsettled state. Civilized. Slowly became civilized. Now let's see how well you listen. Look at figure 2. We're going to be working with some of the words as in figure 1. In figure 2, you will hear a word on the tape. Listen carefully for the stressed, loud syllable. On the page, you have two printed words. Circle the one that shows the correct stressed syllable. Let's do one. Listen and circle. Mistrust. Mistrust. Did you mark A? A is correct. Listen again. Mistrust. Mistrust. Let's do the rest. Listen and circle. Number 2. Character. Character. Number 3. Responsibility. Responsibility. Number 4. Dissatisfied. Dissatisfied. Number 5. Civilized. Civilized. Number 6. Undergo. Undergo. Number 7. Underline. Underline. Now check your answers. Number 2 is B, character. Number 3 is B, responsibility. Number 4 is B, dissatisfied. Number 5 is A, civilized. Number 6 is B, undergo. Number 7 is A, underline. Mark the number you got correct. Now look at figure 3. We're going to do one more exercise to check how well you listen to the stress and pronunciation of the words and phrases in figures 1 and 2. This time, though, you'll be listening to some sentences. In figure 3, you see 8 pairs of sentences. For each number, you will hear one sentence on the tape. You must listen carefully, and then circle the letter A or B of the sentence you hear. Let's try number 1. I'll say it twice. Number 1. He's willing to risk hardship. He's willing to risk hardship. Did you hear A or B? I said sentence B. He's willing to risk hardship. Go ahead and circle the letter B in number 1. Now let's do the rest of the sentences. Listen closely and circle A or B. You will hear each sentence 2 times. Number 2. He's decided to fight with us. He's decided to fight with us. Number 3. That character heads them. That character heads them. Number 4. That's the underlying difficulty. That's the underlying difficulty. Number 5. John must undergo a serious operation. John must undergo a serious operation. Number 6. She is a mistress of authority. She is a mistress of authority. Number 7. Will they become civilized? Will they become civilized? Number 8. I have a responsibility to others. I have a responsibility to others. Now we'll check your answers. Put an X if you circled the wrong one. Number 2 is A. Listen again. He's decided to fight with us. Number 3 is B. Listen. That character heads them. Number 4 is A. That's the underlying difficulty. Number 5 is A. John must undergo a serious operation. Number 6 is again A. She is a mistress of authority. Number 7 is B. Will they become civilized? And number 8 is B. I have a responsibility to others. Count up the number correct now and write it at the end of figure 3. So far, we've been working a lot with the same group of words, but do you know what all of them mean? Well, I'm going to try to help you understand some of them. Look at figure 4. Here you see 8 numbers. On the tape, you will hear a lot of information about the words in figures 1, 2, and 3. You will also be asked some questions. When you hear a question, you should answer it as you are told. Okay, let's begin. Listen carefully and get your pen or pencil ready to mark the answers in figure 4. Here's a word, dissatisfied. It means unhappy about or not satisfied. If you are dissatisfied with conditions, you don't like them. Here's question number 1. Is John dissatisfied with conditions at school? Circle A, B, or C in number 1. The correct answer to number 1 is B. Yes, he's unhappy about them. Here's another word, mistrust. It means not to believe or not to trust. He has a mistrust of authority means he doesn't believe or trust the people in power. Question number 2. What does mistrust mean? Circle A, B, or C. The correct answer to number 2 is A, not to believe. Here's a phrase. Independent in character. Independent in character means independent in his way as a person. Number 3. True or false? Independent in his way as a person means independent in character. Circle T or F. The correct answer to number 3 is T. True. Here's another phrase. Willing to risk. She is willing to risk hardship means she agrees to risk hardship. To be willing means to agree. Number 4. True or false? He is willing to risk hardship. He disagrees. Circle T or F. You should have circled F, false. If he is willing to risk hardship, he agrees. Now here's a word, share. Share means take part of. If I share a responsibility with you, I take part of the responsibility, and you take part of it. We share. Question number 5. What can I share with you? Circle A, B, or C. The correct answer for number 5 is C, responsibility. Here's another word, state. A state means a condition. He's in a good state means he's in a good condition. Question number 6. What is a state? Circle A, B, or C. The correct answer to number 6 is C. It's a condition. Here's a phrase. Become civilized. When a person becomes civilized, he or she is no longer in a wildly unsettled state. The opposite of become civilized is be in a wildly unsettled state. Now complete the sentence in number 7. Circle A or B. The correct answer to number 7 is A, have become civilized. Now we'll do the last one, number 8, true or false. Listen, to become civilized means to live in a wildly unsettled state. Circle T or F. The correct answer to number 8 is F, false. To become civilized is the opposite of living in a wildly unsettled state. Count up the number you got correct in Figure 4 and write it down. Now look at Figure 5. Here are two paragraphs with some words missing. You will hear these paragraphs two times. The first time, you should just listen very carefully. Then the second time, you should write in the missing words. Here we go now, for the first time. Just listen. Ready? Begin. The early colonists were dissatisfied with the living conditions in their homelands. Many of them had a basic mistrust of imposed authority. They therefore decided to come to America to settle. These settlers were independent in character and were willing to risk and undergo numerous hardships. Women played an important role in developing the American frontier. They had to share great responsibilities with their husbands. Without them, the men would have lived in a wildly unsettled state. Because of them, however, the country slowly became civilized. Stop! Now I'll read the paragraphs once more. This time, you write in the missing words. Ready? Here it is. The early colonists were dissatisfied with the living conditions in their homelands. Many of them had a basic mistrust of imposed authority. They therefore decided to come to America to settle. These settlers were independent in character and were willing to risk and undergo numerous hardships. Women played an important role in developing the American frontier. They had to share great responsibilities with their husbands. Without them, the men would have lived in a wildly unsettled state. Because of them, however, the country slowly became civilized. Stop. I hope you had time to write all the words. Let's check to see what you wrote. If you made a mistake, put a circle around the word. If you didn't write a word, write it in the blank of your exercise and put a circle around it. Ready? Let's begin. Number 1. Dissatisfied. D-I-S-S-A-T-I-S-F-I-E-D. Number 2. Of. O-F. Number 3. Authority. A-U-T-H-O-R-I-T-Y. Number 4. Settle. S-E-T-T-L-E. Number 5. Character. C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R. Number 6. Undergo. U-N-D-E-R-G-O. Number 7. Role. R-O-L-E. Number 8. Share. S-H-A-R-E. Number 9. Them. T-H-E-M. Number 10. The letter A. Number 11. However. H-O-W-E-V-E-R. I hope you remembered to circle any wrong word you wrote and were able to write in the words you didn't hear when I read the paragraphs. Put the number you got right in the blank at the end of figure 5. Look at figure 6. This is the last exercise in the book. Let's relax a little and have some fun. In the book, you learned the order in which the new settlers in North America went west. But before they did, the American Indians were already there. After the Indians came the hunters, looking for food and furs. Thank you. Next came the miners looking for gold, first on the ground, then in the ground, and finally in the streams and rivers. The third group of people to come west were the cattlemen, seeking grass, water, and land for their cattle. The farmers followed the cattlemen west. They worked hard, planting crops and raising chickens and ducks to sell at the market in town. Of course, the next group to come west were the merchants. They bought and sold everything. And finally, there were the craftsmen. The doctors. And the lawyers. Now look at figure 6. At the top of the figure in the box is a list of all the people we just talked about. At the bottom of figure 6 are 9 groups of 3 words or phrases. You will hear a question on the tape, followed by a sound, which will help you answer the question. After you hear the sound, circle A, B, or C of the correct answer. Let's try number 1 together. Listen. Number 1. Where did the miner finally look for gold? Circle A, B, or C. The correct answer is A, in the streams and rivers. Did you get it? Okay, Let's go ahead and answer the rest of the questions. Remember to listen to the question next to the sound and then circle the letter of the correct answer. Number 2. Who was in America first? Number 3. Where was the lawyer? Number 4. What was the hunter trying to shoot? Number 5. Who wanted to find grass, water, and land? Number 6. What do doctors do? Number 7. What did some craftsmen do? Number 8. Which were the first settlers to go west? Number 9. What did the merchants do? Now let's check your answers. Number 2 is C. I asked, who was in America first? Number 3 is A. The question was, where was the lawyer? Number 4 is B. My question was, what was the hunter trying to shoot? Number 5 is B. I asked, who wanted to find grass, water, and land? Number 6 is C. I asked, what do doctors do? Number 7 is B. My question was, what did some craftsmen do? Number 8 is A. I asked, which were the first settlers to go west? And number 9 is A. I asked, what did the merchants do? Did you mark all the ones you got wrong? I hope you enjoyed that exercise. Now count the number correct and write it down in figure 6. Now turn to the evaluation exercise and do it when this tape ends. Your instructor will check it when you have finished it. This is the end of tape 2410C.